third grade is considered a crucial age in the education community because after third grade, instead of learning to read, students must read to learn. Studies also show a strong correlation between literacy and academic success. But the research is mixed on whether it's effective to make students repeat a grade.
Retention is not the focus. We want to be very clear on this.
Republican Representative Tom Massey of Poncha Springs is one of the main sponsors of House Bill 1238. In an earlier draft, the proposal would have required mandatory retention, but now it only recommends third graders who can't read be held back a year.
This is really about the very lowest of the low. These kids are classified as functionally illiterate, and these kids are destined to move on and drop out. So we want to do everything we can to engage parents, to engage teachers.
Democratic Representative Judy Solano of Brighton was the one sponsoring an amendment to remove retention from the bill. She says it's not a strategy even worth discussing.
We know kids that are retained are more likely to drop out of school or more likely to get in trouble with the law. Time and time again, we have heard that that is not the best strategy.
Other opponents are more concerned about the cost. Democratic Representative Sherilyn Peniston of Westminster says it's unfair to put a new financial burden on schools at a time of budget cuts and layoffs.
We have made massive reform changes to our educational system. And to come back again this year and have another massive bill, unfunded mandate, is something that at this point and for my district, I cannot support.
Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields of Denver supports the bill and doesn't think children should move ahead if they can't read.
Our middle schools are not in the business for catching people up. High schools are not in the business for catching people up. And then when you go on to college, they shouldn't be in the business of catching people up.
For Republican Representative J. Paul Brown of Ignacio, the bill is personal. He says he and his wife had to fight with the school district to get them to hold back his oldest son.
And we finally won out. And a young man that probably would have been maybe in the middle of his class ended up valedictorian of his senior class. And I think it was because of that retention.
Governor John Hickenlooper says being held back also helped him. The governor made a rare appearance last week to testify in support of the bill in the House Education Committee. Hickenlooper is dyslexic and says he repeated seventh grade.
Back then, they didn't really know what it was. They just knew that I wasn't a very good reader. And so in first grade and second grade, they kept pushing me forward, and I kept not doing very well.
He says failing seventh grade was traumatic, but he wishes the interventions had happened earlier.
And I think back to how far behind that put me, and it was, I think, part of the reason I had a hard time through high school, even after I stayed back.
The bill would also require schools to meet with parents to create a reading plan for children who are struggling and talk to them about the long-term consequences. It still needs a final vote in the House before it can move to the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.